This is Stephanie Pyszynski with Underscore on WFSQ. This week, my guests are Drs. Cliff Callender and Evan Jones from the FSU College of Music. We will be discussing the upcoming 22nd Biennial Festival of New Music, which will feature several concerts, masterclasses, and lectures. Let's welcome my guests. First up, we have Professor of Composition Cliff Callender. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And then we have Professor of Theory and Coordinator of Theory Composition, Evan Jones. Welcome.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So we're going to be talking about the FSU College of Music's 22nd Biennial Festival of New Music, which has numerous events between January 29th and 31st in various College of Music venues. So I understand that the only event that requires tickets is the final concert. Is that right?
Yeah, the final concert is coming up on January 31st in the evening, and that's in Ruby Diamond, featuring University Symphony Orchestra, the University Wind Orchestra. That is a ticketed event, but well worth the price. That concert features six competitively selected large ensemble pieces, and the closer is going to be by our guest composer, Pulitzer Prize winner Julia Wolf, one of eight different pieces that she'll have on her festival.
Excellent. So I know the previous Festival of New Music had a record number of submissions for your call for scores. How about this year? Do we have a really good amount?
Yeah, we had, I believe, 725
oh, wow.
submissions.
It's one of those things you don't necessarily want to set a record, seeing that there's just eight faculty judging 700 plus.
Yeah, I imagine difficult to choose.
Yeah, so we end up selecting usually around 25 to 30, somewhere between there, out of anywhere from 700 to 900 submissions usually.
Great. So there's always some special guests at the New Music Festival. So this year we have composer Julia Wolf and the ensemble, the Bang on a Can All-Stars. I thought we could talk a little bit about each. We'll start with Julia Wolf, multi-award winning composer, including the Pulitzer in 2015, very prolific, really interesting music. So let's talk about her a little bit more, just generally about her music, maybe about some of the pieces we'll hear.
So she has been quite well known for a while. And one interesting thing is that she is associated with Bang on a Can. She and others founded the group as a way of performing their own music. And she's probably best known for Anthracite Fields, a work for Bang on a Can All-Stars and Choir. And that's the piece that won the Pulitzer. And as Evan said, there will be eight pieces by her, including the closer piece Fountain of Youth, performed by the University Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that one online earlier today. Really cool. So then we've got the Bang on a Can All-Stars, which is kind of a subset of the original Bang on a Can. They were, I think, founded in 1992. So they are known for very eclectic, dynamic live concerts, and they're usually amplified. Is that right?
That is true. There's some amplification involved, and that is part of the ethos of most of what they play. There's an electric guitarist in there. There's definitely some other variety of what, you know, instrumentation might be, but their style is really eclectic, really wild in some instances, and certainly they're able to capture plenty of niceties of subtler sounds. They have been in action since 1992, and there's just been so many widely regarded and lovable recordings that they've made over the years. So we're really, really excited to have them here at the same time as Julia Wolf because of the obvious chemistry between the composer and the group.
Definitely. So I thought we could go through a little rundown of the events that we'll have for the festival. So feel free to also include any little tidbits, particular pieces, composers, any of that that comes up for each event. So we start off on Thursday, January 29th with the opening concert at 7:30 in Opperman Music Hall. We also have a pre-concert talk by Julia Wolf, and I don't remember where that is.
It's in a little hall close to Opperman, just off to the left if you're in the lobby. It's Lindsay Recital Hall, and she has two different pieces on that Thursday night program, one performed by cello professor Greg Sauer and bass professor George Speed, a duo called Retrieve, and then a saxophone quartet performed by a bunch of all-stars, FSU all-stars, from the doctoral studio, of the saxophonists, and the two pieces are going to frame that concert, along with compositions by the two other composition professors other than Cliff, Lily Ugai and Aaron Gumachuolu, plus several of our competitively selected compositions on that concert.
Yeah, and this concert features a lot of the faculty performers, right?
It's true that there's going to be full faculty involvement throughout the festival, along with plenty of students. Impossible to count the number of students since a lot of them will be represented on Saturday night. But all through the program, students are going to be bringing their A game, and faculty are always obviously at an A level. So we're really grateful and super excited to have so much buy-in from the whole college.
Yeah, well, that'll be a great concert to kick off the event. So Friday, the 30th, is going to be a packed day full of lots of great stuff. We've got two matinee concerts, one at 10:10 and one at 11:15, both in Opperman. And these will have more of the Call for Scores winners, right?
That's correct. It won't be a piece by Julie Wolfe on those, but we have a lot of great pieces and a lot of great performances. I will just single out some. The first of the matinee concerts ends with Nicholas Villain's Miniature Birds, which is quite a cool piece for trumpet and piano. And we have a piece by a former professor of yours, Robert Fleischer, will be played on the second of those matinee concerts.
Yeah, so Professor Emeritus at Northern Illinois University now. So always good music, so that'll be fun to hear. Let's see, we have at 2 p.m. a performance by the FSU New Music Ensemble, Polymorphia, also in Opperman. So what can we expect at this one?
Yes, this ensemble is directed by our colleague Lilia Ugai, whose music we'll be hearing the previous evening. The ensemble is called Polymorphia because it assumes a great variety of different shapes, drawing from a larger team of student performers and frequently faculty collaborators. And certainly this is our big chance on the festival to accept submissions that are for much larger ensembles because we have an expert faculty member in charge of recruiting all the players necessary. Otherwise, it's too exciting logistically. So I'm looking at the program, and one of these pieces must be for about 12 performers by Nina Young, who's been our guest before, but all the way down to a couple of duos, one performed by Greg Sauer again, along with Marcy Stanikas, our soprano. We have a composition by Julia Wolfe on that concert, closing out the program. Singing in the Dead of Night is the evocative title of that one, performed by a couple of grad students on flute and clarinet, and certainly a variety of other unpredictable and kaleidoscopic selections.
Excellent. So then we have a masterclass with Julia Wolfe. It's at 4 p.m. And this one, anyone can attend, but I imagine it's some of the composition students presenting some works.
That's correct. To be decided, but yes, we have we will have generally three composition students for each masterclass, and they will introduce themselves, introduce their piece, play it, and then the guest composer will offer some feedback and initiate a discussion. And that's always incredibly useful for our students and for everybody in attendance. So we encourage people to come.
Having some of my pieces analyzed at some of the new music festivals, I can tell they were very helpful. Okay, and so later that day, we've got there's a concert featuring the Bang on a Can All-Stars at 7:30 in Opperman. So it'll be just that ensemble. We'll hear a lot of interesting things, I imagine.
Absolutely. It's going to lead off with three compositions by Julia Wolfe. Obviously, they're fully aware we're highlighting her involvement, and so they were gracious enough to program a whole half of the concert featuring her music. The first of which is entitled Big, Beautiful, Dark, and Scary, and that's a very well-known piece of hers written for the group in responding to the events of 9/11 in absolutely evocative and a typically motoric kind of way for her style. After intermission, we have compositions by a number of other composition all-stars, Meredith Monk, Michael Gordon, who is, along with David Lang, is also on the program. The two of them are the other two archetypal Bang on a Can composers, along with Julia Wolfe, and ending with a movement entitled Closing from Philip Glass's, I wouldn't know if it's his only magnum opus, but it's one of my favorite albums, Glassworks. Definitely caught the public awareness in a massive way back when CDs were invented. It was one of the first CDs I ever owned, and I can't say I wore it out, but I would have if it was some other media.
Okay, and then we've got the final day, Saturday. Also has a handful of events. We have an electroacoustic concert at 1 p.m. in Opperman. Are there any interesting pieces? I know during the last New Music Festival, there was like an installation sort of piece. Anything cool like that?
We don't we have lots of cool things like that, yes. But not an actual installation. We open it with work by Cecilia Sir, who's a fantastic composer and multimedia artist and performer. So she'll be performing her own work that involves interactive audio and video, a piece called Self-Censorship. There are some non-electronic pieces, my own piece for harp with Noel Wan, performing, and we have a very interesting piece for horn in fixed media called Living with My Donkeys, and most of the electronic sounds are derived from donkeys, and it's great. It's it's fun, and it's also really inventive, and then we
you,
do have
you
a piece.
You don't want to miss that one. I'll just say
yeah. And other works, a solo piano work by Julie Wolf, and then we end with our new piano professor, Ching Jung, performing a piece by Felipe Tovar-Henao, a terrific piece for piano and electronics.
Excellent. And so it looks like there's another masterclass with Julia Wolf. Is this one more with performers?
It'll be a second.
A second composer one?
Count them. Two different masterclasses with Julia Wolf for our composition students. That's always a priority. Yeah, before the festival actually kicks off, the Bang on a Can Ensemble is also graciously, not exactly reading, but performing casually and recording several student compositions. And so in both ways, our special guests always advance the careers and the whole lifelong learning process of our composition students. Even those who aren't featured are definitely find it really compelling and really useful to have these special opportunities, including both masterclasses from Julia Wolf this year.
Fantastic. So then we have the final concert. And again, you mentioned it has the University Symphony, University Wind Orchestra. So all the big players are involved.
Yeah, we have three pieces for the University Wind Orchestra. And that set concludes with a really cool piece by Noah Hudson Kamak called Soul Album. And then after an intermission, we have the University Symphony Orchestra. As I mentioned earlier, we end with a work by Julie Wolf, Fountain of Youth. We also are playing a piece by a recent graduate of FSU, Nico Gutierrez, Tegonia, which is a really cool piece. And I'm looking forward to all the pieces on the program.
Wonderful. Is there anything else on the docket that we haven't touched on or anything else either of you two wanted to mention?
You know, part of the experience of the festival for us locals is really just getting to know and congregating with and communing with not only our special guests, but the 28 invited composers who made the cut out of the 700-plus submissions. The great majority of them will be on site, even people from overseas, and it's going to be a real honor to have them on site, to be able to, of course, applaud their applaud their efforts right after their particular performance, but also just to have the world of new music come to FSU for this internationally recognized and really valuable opportunity for locals and for our visitors.
Yeah, I would just add to that that this is a really great opportunity to engage with new music, to meet composers, to meet all the wonderful performers that we have at FSU. Most, if I may say, most music programs could not pull off an event like this, and this has been going on for over 40 years. So I hope that people will take advantage and come out and involve themselves in as much of the festival as they can.
Excellent. Well, Cliff and Evan, thank you so much again for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Stephanie.
A big thank you again to Cliff Callender and Evan Jones for speaking with me about the FSU College of Music's upcoming 22nd Biennial Festival of New Music. The entire festival runs January 29th through 31st. A schedule of events can be found at music.fsu.edu/festival-of-new-music.